In Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX, many of you have plans to enjoy meals with your friends and families on this Thanksgiving Day, but sometimes things go wrong. So we thought we'd ask the KNKX newsroom if they've experienced any of their own mishaps.
I was having Thanksgiving dinner with a bunch of friends, and I was a little overly ambitious and volunteered to roast the turkey, which is not something that I had ever done before. And it took so long. And this one guy named Jonathan kept sticking the meat thermometer in there and trying to see if it was done and being really disappointed. It wound up being okay. It tasted good. We didn't get sick, but it was still a little bit of a bummer.
My dad is the baker in my family, but it took a little trial and error for him to get there. And once he made a pie where he substituted in the crust peanut oil for vegetable oil. The pie was beautiful, but not edible. I think bulletproof might be a more accurate way to describe it. It was impenetrable by any utensil known to man.
Well, I roasted some chestnuts in a 500-degree oven, but I failed to pierce the shells, so they exploded like little bombs until the oven cooled down. That was exciting.
One time, my teenage cousin was trying to be helpful by clearing plates from the table. And as he was maneuvering around a chair, he dropped an entire stack of plates right on my great-grandmother's head. She was probably 99 or 100 years old around this time, but she was fine. She was a very sturdy and resilient woman who ended up surviving that Thanksgiving totally unharmed and lived to be 104.
That was youth and education reporter Ashley Gross, All Things Considered host Ed Ronco, news director Aaron Hennessy, and our South Sound reporter Will James sharing some of their Thanksgiving mishaps. We hope things go better for you on this holiday. Happy Thanksgiving!